We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're back here on Cody and Gold. We'll get to Nick's notable notes coming up in about 15 minutes or so, but it's time for our conversation with the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. And J.J., always good to have you here on the show. We always appreciate that. And I wanted to start, though, with Brady Singer. We just saw his performance a couple days ago in the 4-0 win. And I was wondering, for you guys, how do you know when a pitcher is getting ready to turn that corner, clearly the corner that Brady Singer has turned?
Well, I think it's just the consistency that Brady has shown over the last several months that he's becoming somebody we can count on. And prior to that game on Sunday, you know, we're thinking, all right, this is where a guy who's emerging as a number one steps up. You know, we had a couple tough games prior to that. Bullpen was used a little bit. We needed Brady to give us at least six. He gives us seven shutout. It was just outstanding. And that's when you start seeing things like that, it's a pretty good indication that things are moving in the right direction for him to be at the top of our rotation.
I feel like every team goes through the end of the season, JJ, and evaluates any decision, any process that they're going through. But when it goes back to Brady, because he started in the pen, and we know that, Bubich had performed so well in spring training and that had gone on there. Do you go back and look and be like, all right, what did we miss about him? Or what was the thing that we didn't see that we should have seen in what he was doing? Or did he really make those adjustments in the middle of the year this time?
Yeah, he did make the adjustments. I think the question that I've asked myself is, you know, why was Brady not as sharp coming into spring training this year as he had been in the past? And his command, really, and his fastball movement profile was not what it had been prior to this spring training. And from an evaluation standpoint, should we have just said, you know what, we know Brady well enough, so his spring training wasn't great, but let's just put him in the rotation and trust that he's going to get out of it. But at the same time, we were treating opening day like it's the middle of May or the middle of August, where, you know, your eyes are telling you something, and we didn't have the confidence at that point to have Brady in the rotation. But to his credit, he went to work right away. He wanted to know what it is that he needs to improve on. And it was really the command of his fastball. It started with that. And then his slider plays off of the fastball. And in a couple outings out of the bullpen, particularly two outings at the, you know, right before we optioned him down, one was in Chicago, one was in Seattle. We felt like the adjustment had been made. His fastball looked right. And now it was a matter of building his pitch count up again to get him back in rotation. So it was a really, you know, odd set of circumstances that got us to where we are today. But I think we're just happy and fortunate that he's throwing the ball as well as he is, and gives us a lot of promise moving forward that he can be that guy that we can lean on.
Do you see any other pitchers maybe ready to make that turn? You guys have got so many young starters up still.
Yeah, the guys need to take a step forward, just like Brady has. I don't think it's any secret. You know, Daniel shows signs of it, and at times we feel like, all right, he's about to turn that corner, and then he'll have a tough outing. Chris has done that last year and this year. But, you know, they're getting the points in their careers now where, you know, it's in their hands. You know, we're being patient. We're giving them the ball. They're getting starts as young pitchers. But they're going to have to take control of their careers, and we'll continue to guide them and talk to them. And, you know, we're getting towards the end of the season now where we're having end of the season meetings on things that we feel like they need to do to really establish themselves. And at the same time, when we think about 2023, you know, what's our rotation going to look like? You know, I'd like to think over the last 3 weeks of the season, guys will make us feel a lot better But right now, you know, we need to get better. And those two guys in particular are a big part of our future, and they need to get better and take the step forward just like Brady did.
I know you guys, of course, are evaluating for the next couple weeks still through the end of this season. I know fans, though, you know, are looking for 2023 and what this offseason could be like. How early do you guys start looking at some potential free agent targets and areas that you need to address?
That's actually the projections on who the free agents are going to be starts 2 or 3 years ahead of time. So we know who the free agents are going into this offseason, into next offseason. You know, it does help you make decisions, you know, in any offseason. You know, you're looking to the following year what may be available. And if there's not a strong free agent class the following year, then you may, in the time to strike may be right now. So we're always looking at that. You know, as we all know, we don't rely on the free agent market the way some of the large market clubs do. So we're trying to find guys that we can maybe, you know, have some wins on the margins. You know, who has some characteristics that we like, abilities that we like, that maybe we can take them to the next level and get a solid 2 to 3 years out of them. It's a difficult thing to do. But we need to have our eye on those types of guys that maybe we can afford, that fit our payroll, that have upside, or something that we think we can help correct that allows them to be as successful, you know, whatever it may be, starting pitcher, relief pitcher. So I think the pitching is where our focus is. You know, the position players we have going into this offseason, we have a pretty good idea of who our position players are going to be for the 23 season. So the focus, as far as the free agents has been concerned, has been more on pitching.
So we shouldn't expect you guys to be in the Aaron Judge conversation in the offseason, JJ?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be our cup of tea. We need to develop an Aaron Judge.
There you go.
That's fair. What about one of the young guys you talked about? You say that you feel good about the young players in the lineup, and I think a lot of Royals fans do too. We've gotten answers from you on MJ Melendez or Vinny Pasquantino. What have you thought about Drew Waters' first couple of weeks in the bigs?
It's been very impressive. You know, we're still learning, Drew. But what we have learned is what our scouts have said about him. They're accurate. There's a lot of athleticism there. He's a plus defender. There was some room for growth offensively. We're starting to see some signs of that. He seems very comfortable in the major leagues. You know, sometimes guys get a little wide-eyed. He is not. He's got a really good disposition about him. I think there's some things that we can do from a base running perspective that will make him a more dynamic player. That's an area that we've always had success in the base running. He's got enough speed to make an impact, so that's going to be a focus with him. But so far, we're very happy with what we've seen out of Drew. And, you know, ultimately, I think he's a part of our future moving forward.
We're talking to J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals. Going over to left field where MJ Melendez continues to play, you feel that's still a long-term option for this team in 2023? It appears that maybe he's getting a little bit better out there.
Yeah, we do. And the neat thing about MJ is right now he's doing that purely on athleticism. He got some time in the outfield in minor leagues, but not a whole lot. So when we go, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do defensively in the off season, you know, other than plant the seeds of here's what we're going to be working on when we get back to spring training. But when you get 6 weeks in spring training, I think there's things we can do to help him with his routes, his jumps, his reads. The other thing that really stands out in the outfield is just situationally knowing where to throw the ball. It might not be something that's real obvious to our fans, but being able to throw the ball in the right place at the right time, you always want to keep the batter off of second base. And when a guy's got a good arm like MJ, he's going to be aggressive and try to throw guys out. And we have had situations where runners have moved up to second base or the batters moved to second base and the double play is not in order anymore. So things like that, understanding your job as an outfielder and how you minimize damage. Teams that win games don't, you know, give up 4 and 5 runs in an inning. And a lot of times it's a simple play like that, just keeping the double play in order, that allows you to give up 1 run instead of 3 runs. So those are the things. It's, you know, if you want to call it the mental side of the game, we can call it that, but there are the things that MJ needs to learn, and that comes with repetition. And it comes with experience out there. And MJ's a smart baseball player, and he'll figure it out.
JJ, anytime something changes in baseball, the simple question is this good for the Kansas City Royals? Are bigger bases, a pitch clock, or no shift good for the Royals as an organization? I think bigger bases automatically, considering the speed, feels like the obvious one that benefits you guys, but will the other two have an impact?
I think all of them will. The bigger bases, you know, theoretically, you should have more safe calls than out calls, and we like to run the bases aggressively, so that one I think is an easy one. But the pitch clock, I think, is going to help the game altogether. It's going to be a better pace to the game. There's going to be better defense being played because the pitchers are working faster. And then the shift is kind of interesting because we have so many left-handed hitters. And I think it will, at least going into 23 and 24 with the number of left-handed hitters we have, it will benefit us. But I think the benefits are really industry-wide. But, you know, we may have six or seven left-handed hitters any given night. So I think it will help us. You know, we've been, you know, since the rule has been discussed, we've not been taking an official count. But we have, you know, when we watch the games as a front office, now that's a hit next year. That's a hit next year. You know, you start realizing, you know what, this may help us out. You know, we, again, having a heavy left-handed lineup, there's going to be more holes on the right side of the field, and we should benefit.
Seems like it might help Vinny the most. Does that feel right to you?
I think so. You know, the thing that Vinny hasn't done in the major leagues right now that he will do, he does use the whole field, but it's more, you know, left center field that we haven't seen him use. And maybe it's just the way they're pitching him. But Vinny will benefit because he pulls balls hard. MJ pulls balls hard. So they're the two that really kind of jump out in our minds that we may see an increase in on-base and batting average and hopefully run production for the club.
J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, joins us a couple times a month here on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks so much for the time.
Okay, guys, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.